And we're back with the Home Improvement Show of the Midlands. Thanks again for joining us on this Saturday morning. I am Gary David, now joined as advertised by Michael Nicholson. He is the co-owner of the Moving Squad. And again, back in studio for the first time in 7 months, give or take, I guess. How are you, brother?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Doing great. Doing great. Good morning. Good moving. Good morning, sir.
There you go, man. It is good to see you. And we've been talking every couple of weeks for the last 7-8 months, whatever. But first time back in the room. It's you're looking good, man.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Like this pandemic hadn't taken much of a toll on you, man. You're doing all right.
Yeah, I've gone back to the old ways of active duty and cut my own hair.
Nice.
So
yes, a lot of us have, haven't we? Where do we start? There's so much I want to talk to you about, Mr. Nicholson. Let's start here, because if you're listening to the show, you've heard Michael talk it's been years now, hasn't it?
Yes.
And you think that, movers, they're all kind of the same, and they all do the same thing, and, you know, they move people from one house to the next. There's a lot of different things that movers can do these days. So we want to talk to some of those folks who may not realize let's just say you're doing a remodeling job, for example, how a moving company can help you out. You get your hands on all kind of things going on here.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You know, you certainly need to spread yourself out as much as you can. But, with remodeling or you had a water event at your house, you need to get your items out real quick so they can come in and fix it. Mm-hmm. There are a number of ways to do it as far as using mobile acre pods or using another part of your house. And it's just getting those items in there, you know, to those locations safely so that whatever work needs to be done can be done. And then, of course, it's also need to be stored. So it depends on the time of year. You know, you always have to pay attention to moisture.
Yeah, sure.
As far as what's the best way to do it, you store it on site or store it off site. And just some ways to, you know, it's supposed to be a good experience, you know, when you're, you know, coming back whole either after an event or you're upgrading your house, you're remodeling some stuff. It's supposed to be fun. It's not supposed to be stressful.
Right.
You know, you're not supposed to be breaking your back. That's what I'm here to do.
Break your own back.
Yes, sir.
And you guys do a lot of commercial moves. And as we've talked about over the past several months, I have my great concerns about the commercial real estate industry. But you've told us as of recently that, at least from your perspective, things going pretty well. You're doing a lot of commercial work these days.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I mean, I've had a number of them downsized. I've had a number of them upsizing. You know, you see some of the companies which are starting to utilize more of the telework, but,
sure,
you know, they still have to have that footprint. So,
yeah.
But really outside of that, you know, I'm still doing, you know, 7-8 a week, every week on average. You know, we've actually recently got into more of medical offices and moving those and, you know, companies combining themselves to more streamline, you know, their services.
Sure.
And so we've got a number of those coming up in the next few weeks as well.
And maybe one of the biggest surprises for folks, and we talk about this all the time, as a local moving company, I mean, you guys are, you're formed here. This is where you are, you know, locally owned business and all that. So somebody who's going to have to make a move, you know, out of state or even across country for that, for example, may not think that they can call somebody like the Moving Squad, a local mover, and get it done. That's logical, you know.
Yes, sir, sometimes mover, I get that question, ask if we do go out of state or, you know, cross country, and yes, we do. A lot of it's just about the level of service that customer wants, as far as what's going to make most sense for them. And, of course, looking at your budget.
Sure.
You know, me versus interstate guys, we've got our pluses and minuses, and it just depends on what's more important to you is which one of us is going to work better for you. But, you know, I can say with me, I don't piggyback any loads, which means your items are the only items on my truck. I load you, I drive straight to you, I unload you, and I drive straight back. The guys that load you are the same guys that unload you. There's no mixture of labor. I don't pick up labor when I travel anywhere. Your items don't jump around on different trucks. They stay on the same truck.
So the interstate movers kind of treat this, they do it like, I don't know, like maybe airlines do. They got a hub and spoke kind of system.
Yes.
I guess, right?
Yeah, because, you know, for them, they have to maximize their load. So, you know, on a 53-foot trailer, you know, they've got an 80,000-pound GVW, gross vehicle weight. And so that's the reason why when they do their estimates, they're basing on weight. You know, when I do my estimate is based on time. Mm-hmm. So they have to maximize the space in that trailer so that they can maximize their cost or their savings or the amount of money they're able to make, you know, per load. And
they don't want to drive across country with half a load.
That is correct. There's no way they would do that unless the customer compensated them for the other part of that load.
Paying for something you ain't getting.
Yes.
Okay. All right. So as a result, with the interstate movers, I mean, you could be talking about maybe, what, weeks before your stuff arrives?
I've heard stories, you know, 3, 4, 5 weeks. And it honestly,
do you know that going in as the consumer when you hired them? I mean,
I would hope they would. I've actually never gone through one of their sales pitches. I just know the end result from talking to the customers on the pitches that they received and what they told me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just like anything, you know, with in town and long distance guys, you've got your honest ones and you've got your people out there looking to take advantage of you. And you just have to protect yourself. You have to protect yourself.
Now, I never would have known until you and I started talking a couple of years ago how many unscrupulous people there are out there in this industry.
Well, I can tell you, in the state of South Carolina, there's 157 movers. You can pull us up at any time you want on the Office of Regulatory Staff site, which is ors.sc.gov. And you can pull us up, and you can see a list of every one of us. But if you look online, you would swear there's a couple thousand of us in the state. I was looking at a feed actually this morning while I was sitting at a red light, not driving.
Thank you.
But and there were 7 different companies mentioned, and only 2 of us are legal companies. And it's just with a few clicks, you would know, the customer would know whether or not we're a legal company or not.
How do you know with a few clicks?
Well, you go to the ORS's website, you go back to their own personal website, you go to their Facebook page. I know with all of us legal guys, our ORS PSC number is everywhere. Mm-hmm. It's on all of our advertising, our publications. Anytime we have ads anywhere, I mean, you know, I'm competing for best election right now. My ORS number is right on my ad.
Sure.
I mean, it signifies that you've gone through the process. You know, you've gotten up in front of the PSC board. And, you know, you've gone through all the questions. You know, you've given yourself legitimacy on doing the impact study with the ORS to show that you are necessary.
So, and again, just to prove the point here, the sorts of hoops that legitimate mover has to jump through, what sorts of things do you have to do to be properly licensed in the state of South Carolina?
Well, a lot of it's about your insurance, your coverage, and, of course, your ability to operate safely. Because you do undergo on-site safety audits, you know, ensuring your trucks are maintained. Do you have a maintenance log? You know, is your equipment operating properly? Are you training your guys? Are your guys going through the actual physicals they're supposed to go through for DOT? And then, of course, it goes back to insurance as well. You know, your workers' comp, your general liability, your different umbrellas, your auto. You know, are your items covered while they're with us? Because as a state mandate, it's 60 cents per pound. I actually carry quite a bit more, but... You're
talking about insurance now?
Yes, sir, insurance. Yeah. But...
Oh, you'll stop right there for a second. So consider for a moment, you've got a very, you know, a small piece of something that's worth a whole ton of money. And the state mandate is that if something happens to it, you're paid 60 cents on the pound.
Yes, sir.
You got an item that weighs a pound, but it's worth $10,000.
I would tell you to put it in your back seat. That's the safest way to go about it. It's the safest way to go about it, especially if you don't have that warm, fuzzy feeling. I always, you know, when I talk about artwork with customers, you know, I talk about sentimental value versus retail value. And those artwork clamshell boxes are anywhere from $30 to $150, depending on the size piece you have. You know, and they'll tell me it's a $10,000 piece of artwork, but then they'll say, well, I want to put it in a $10 box. And I'm like, well, my insurance is not going to cover it in that $10 box, so I don't understand the point. You know, you place this value on something, but yet you don't protect that value.
Right.
Same with TVs. The first thing we do when we buy a TV is we throw away our TV box.
Yep.
Unless you're in your forever home, that TV is going to have to be moved at some point in time. So put it up in the attic, throw it in the carport or the garage, you know, keep it somewhere. Because if not, when you move that TV next time, you're going to have to go out and buy a box. And if you get those new 75, 80-inch curves, that box is almost $300. for us to go out and buy it with all the foam in there to protect it. Mm-hmm. That TV is so fragile. One wrong pothole, one wrong railroad track, that TV's is gone.
Yeah. Now, you said earlier, or maybe you didn't, maybe I just dreamed this up, but you kind of are thinking we probably have how many different operations out here in the state that are not licensed movers? I mean, you know, you talk about them, they pop up all the time, you see on feeds and social media and all that. How many different operations you figure are running that aren't licensed by the state?
Of course, purely a guess. But I mean, I know just here in the Midlands, there's several hundred.
That many, just here,
yes, just
in the Midlands.
And I mean,
how do you get away with doing that?
Honestly, they just roll the dice, and then when they get caught, they shut their name down, shut that website down, and they open it right back up in another name.
Yeah.
And you know, then when the ORS, as far as you know, chases them for the fine or things of that nature, you know, those of us that are in the field every day, you know, we know the names of people. And then you'll see that name get hit, and then you'll see that name pop up under, you know, so-and-so owner is now owner-operator of so-and-so movers. Mm-hmm. And they've just switched the names, all they've done. And
the ramifications are, if they get caught, it's a fine.
It's a fine, yes.
How big of a fine?
$2,300.
$2,300, okay.
Now, of course, you got to be able to chase them to get your fine.
Yeah, I mean, as you say, it's like whack-a-mole, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
And there's two people that patrol the Midlands. You know, I mean, I have their cell phone number. I know exactly who they are. You know, I mean, we communicate all the time. And
so I'm on a budget. I'm on a shoestring mm-hmm. budget here. And I'm looking around. Being, okay, so I get this outfit, whoever they are, you know, Joe Schmo's Moving Company. Why do I care that they're licensed or not? I got a great deal from them, Michael. Man, they're moving me for half of what everybody else is saying. Why do I care? Let's see, there's somebody else wanting a move. The moving squad right
about
there.
That.
It's okay.
But,
I mean, why do I
care?
The
biggest thing is, I guess the best way to put this is who has possession of the property? You know, you can go on YouTube, you see these news, the news channels do the research studies or do the investigations. Mm-hmm. Once your items are on my truck and the back of my truck is closed, it doesn't matter if I'm a licensed mover or not a licensed mover. I have possession of your items. Your mm-hmm. items are now in my possession. So if I choose to do something unscrupulous, take advantage of you or something like that, legally, I am in the right. Now,
I mean, I can show up with a truck and load up somebody's stuff. And they just drive off with it? You're telling me legally I'm in the right?
For the short term, yes, you are.
Okay.
You know, then they take you to court, and eventually you get your stuff back. You know, just like there was that case in Florida a month or so back that it took her 9 months to get her items back from the mover.
Unbelievable.
So, I mean, eventually you will win. Now, of course, who knows how your items have been maintained during that time?
Sure.
Have they been protected, you know, from the – because really with furniture, it's all about moisture. You know, you have to protect from moisture. You know, heat's one thing, but moisture gets in there and just destroys furniture. Yeah. And it's just about, you know, dealing with people who are going to take care of you right. And, you know, the BBB, Better Business Bureau, you know, are they licensed? Are they regular? And I would say, ask for their insurance form. I'm more than happy to hand out my insurance form anytime, any day of the week. And you can see what my insurances are. You can see who the companies are. You can see my policy numbers. If there ever is an issue, it's great to have that ahead of time, not trying to find it after the fact.
Right. You know, the point being, you're taking everything you own and giving it to somebody who you don't know.
Yes.
So at the very least, make sure they got a license to do what they do.
Well, bottom dollar's not always the best choice.
Funny how that works, isn't it?
And it's just like with mayonnaise and toilet paper.
The toilet paper for sure.
You cannot go inexpensive on that.
Michael Nicholson, he is the co-owner of the Moving Squad, and whether you're talking about in-state, out-of-state, cross-town commercial moves, or you just need to get some stuff out of your house for a little while,
labor only,
get it back in. You can take care of all of it for you. All right, my friend, how do folks get a hold of the Moving Squad?
Best way to guess is by our amazing phone number, 803-915-SQUAD. That's 915-7782. As always, the website, movingsquadscforsouthcarolina.com, and our PSCORS is 9859.
All right, brother. Have a great weekend, man.
Thank you, sir. God bless.